As you're shoveling your driveway this weekend, you might fancy a hot plate of pancakes at your local diner. But if the winter cold keeps up, you might have to fight your neighbor for that last drop of maple syrup. For the 49th year in a row, the Kalamazoo Nature Center will host its Maple Sugar Festival, complete with a pancake breakfast, pioneer sugaring demonstrations, and maple sugar tours. The Nature Center jump-started the tours last weekend.
All right, well, my name is Dave. I'm the exhibits coordinator here at the Kalamazoo Nature Center. Today, I'll be your maple sugar tour guide. We're going to see a demonstration of how modern maple sugaring happens.
Dave Brown led Sunday's tour. He says as the sap comes out of the tree, it's about 97% water.
When we make it into syrup, it's the easiest recipe in the world. You add nothing and take away water. When we do that, it gets down to about 66% sugar and about 33% water.
The process is pretty simple, too. Find a sugar maple tree that's at least 12 inches in diameter, drill a hole, tap in the spile, or the metal piece that makes the sap run out of the tree, collect the sap, and boil it for hours. Brown says it's been too cold to collect much for the sugaring.
When we actually get weather that the sap will flow, I think we'll have a good run. I think it'll flow and it'll be a good season, assuming that we continue to have cold nights below freezing, colder the better, and days that are above 40 degrees. That temperature difference makes it so we have the sap flow. It's important that the nights stay cold, though, or else the trees will start to convert those sugars to starches, and the sap doesn't taste sugary anymore. It tastes bitter, and we call that buddy sap.
The nights have been cold enough that the sap will probably stay sweet. It just might be a while until they can make maple syrup. The Maple Sugar Festival is only a day away, but Brown says he's not worried. The Nature Center mostly uses their sap for demonstrations.
This tap, the spile, is also on the roughly the southern side of the tree, so it's getting more southern exposure. Sun's going to warm this side of the tree up before the other side of the tree, so you'll get a little bit more sap flow out of the southern side of the tree, or just an earlier sap flow.
Communications coordinator Lisa Panich says all of the syrup for eating at the festival comes from Jack and Jill's Maple Hill Farm in Paw Paw. She says they bought 28 gallons of pure maple syrup from the farm's harvest last year. And it's a good thing they did, because Jack Brown of Jack and Jill Farm says they have about 6,500 taps, and they've barely gotten a drop this year.
Normally, what we look at is the middle of February, we look at starting to tap, and by 1st of March, we're making. This year, we're looking at 1st of March to think about tapping, and middle of March of maybe making some syrup. If it warms up and stays cold at night, we could make syrup for another 6 weeks. It's all weather dependent. If we don't get those cold nights and warm days, we make nothing. If it stays cold, we make nothing. If it gets too warm with no freezing nights, we make nothing.
Jack Brown says maple syrup accounts for about half of the money they get from the farm and a fourth of their livelihood. As far as Maple Sugar Fest is concerned, Lisa Panich says everything should go as planned. Sap should be flowing for the demonstrations, and there will be plenty of maple syrup to taste. Enjoy it while you can. Tour guide Dave Brown says if we don't reverse the effects of climate change, Southwest Michigan may not have this sweet topping for long.
Because as we tend to warm up coming up in the near future, the natural range of the sugar maples will change, but also we may not get those cold nights during the spring and those warm days. If we don't get that, we won't get the sap flow that we need for production. We'll have a shorter season, reduced production. There's even some talk that we won't even have sugar maple surviving in this region anymore. That's not just the trees, but that's these important ecosystems to this area that would be going away.
To find out more about maple sugaring and get some pure maple syrup, stop by the Kalamazoo Nature Center's Maple Sugar Festival.